This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
Good evening. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you faithfully by Ammunition Depot.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Indeed. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming from the New York Daily News, we get this little nugget. I'm sure everybody out there saw this today. The headline, hey, NRA, this Marine served in Iraq, and he says assault rifles should be banned. Does that make him a gun-grabbing commie, too? As a matter of fact, New York Daily News, it sure does. The fact that he is a, and I will, okay, I'm going to, he's not a former Marine. He's an ex-Marine, okay? Somebody that comes out of the military against the Constitution, I don't know how he joined. He certainly has no code. He's got no code at all. No honor at all. Now, 2 days ago, a very delicate snowflake named Gersh Kuntzman became a laughingstock for his hysterical, grossly exaggerated description of his firing an AR-15, the PTSD and everything he incurred for shooting for 35 minutes or whatever it was. Now you have Congressman and ex-Marine, and I mean it that way, he's not a former Marine, Seth Moulton has popped up to prove that the Blue Falcons are far from a extinct species. Before popping up on the Daily News, Moulton, who represents Massachusetts' 6th Congressional District, proudly appeared on Twitter the other night, attempting to trade off his experience as a Marine in Iraq for credibility as a gun control advocate here in the United States. Let me explain something to you. When a military member, former vet, whatever it is, if you go over and go anti-Constitution, pally boy, you have no code. You are a disgrace. You're a disgrace to me. You're a disgrace to everybody else that's ever served. You're a disgrace to everybody that ever died. You're a disgrace to everybody that put on the uniform if you go against the Constitution. But here's what he says on the Twitter. I know assault rifles. I carried one in Iraq. They have no place on America's streets. Now, the M4 that he carried when he was still honorably serving was indeed an assault rifle. An assault rifle is a selective fire rifle chambered for a cartridge of intermediate power. 5.56, by the way, is not a killing round. That's why the Indian military is considering between 308, 7.62 for killing or 5.56 for wounding. It's amazing the difference, somebody actually having to choose it to use it for work. That it's amazing that difference makes. If you, depending on the exact model or of rifle or carbine, the three positions are safe fire and burst fire or fully automatic or, you know, bang, 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 bang or giggle switch or whatever you want to call it. Now, Moulton, a turncoat, betraying his oath as a Marine to defend the Constitution, posts a picture of himself holding a Colt M4 assault rifle in Iraq and says, I know assault rifles. I carried one in Iraq. They have no place on America's streets. Now, Seth Moulton lacks the absolute integrity it would take to tell you that no civilian can own that gun, and no civilian ever has. There are some M16s out there. There are no M4s, because the M4 is a recent iteration of this weapon. And it is not, you know, it wasn't around in 1986 when we got the arbitrary, well, they have to have been made before this date. The M4 was introduced in the military service in 1994. 8 years prior to that, President Ronald Reagan signed the Firearm Owners Protection Act into law. And part of that was the Hughes Amendment, which, you know, made it any lawful transfer or lawful possession of a machine gun that was lawfully possessed before the date the subsection takes effect. That law went into effect in May of 1986. So since then, anything made in June from 1986 forward has been illegal to even try to buy via the NFA. So we've been barred from purchasing machine guns, including the M16 and the M4 assault rifles used by the United States military for 30 years now. The only exception to that law noted in subsection 2 are those registered machine guns manufactured and registered with the ATF in accordance with the NFA, prior to May of 1986. So put bluntly, the weapon that Moulton carried in Iraq has never been for sale in the United States to the civilian market. Not one. Ever. Now, there are AR-15s, and we have to make sure that this designation, it is not an assault rifle. It is not capable of selective fire. It has two settings on it, selector switch, safe and fire. And the AR-15, as a box-fed semi-automatic weapon, works the same way as my Glock, which is box-fed in a semi-automatic weapon. Works the same way as a semi-automatic shotgun, too, some of which are box-fed and semi-automatic. This ex-Marine gun grabber is a... He's the worst kind of slime. He's, you know... He has no code. How do you go through, especially a Marine? The Marine Corps basic training is storied. It's about many things. One of those is not being a betrayer of the Constitution. And this guy is running around, right, just like Stanley McChrystal and Petraeus and all these other guys, Mark Kelly, all these guys that are military veterans. Generals out there that get out there and say these things should be banned. These are the same guys that do not think service members should be trusted to carry weapons to protect themselves on base. And generals, by the way, always have armed details around them nowadays. So just like Feinstein, you have McChrystal. I don't know if McChrystal or Petraeus have these armed details now. I mean, when I met with Colonel Oliver North for two seconds the other day, he had an armed detail. Okay, now he's sort of a target, but you know, these guys, they're looking around. They're elitist too. They're political too. So when a general gets out there like McChrystal, who had a very fabled history in special operations, or Petraeus, who has run everything and then got in trouble for doing a whole lot less than Hillary Clinton has, or any of these guys, Kelly, this cat here, Seth Moulton, it doesn't matter. When we took the oath, we all took the same oath, fellas. We all took the same oath, and no, McChrystal, I would not call you general. No, Petraeus, I would not call you general. I don't care what. Because you know what? You don't deserve it anymore, retired or otherwise. You have no code. You're taking us someplace you really don't want to go. There's more of us than there is of you. There's a lot of us that believe that oath. Bear that in mind. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Kearney. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ammunition Depot.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
If you see me shooting it, and I'm getting ready to do another video, if you see me shooting it, it came from Ammunition Depot. Check them out. Carrying a gun for terrorism. That sounds like a Sally Struthers infomercial. But it is becoming a legitimate self-defense topic worthy of a rational consideration. Now, we need to get this out of the way first, though. The odds of you getting caught up in a domestic terror attack individually are pretty darn low. Terrorism is here. It is here on our shores. We're going to see more attacks. We're going to see worse attacks. Unless you work for the New York Times, you already know that it's been here for decades. So there's going to be more attacks like San Bernardino and Orlando and Garland. Or Garland was an attack. Now, it was an attack that got dealt with pretty quick and pretty harsh, but it was an attack nonetheless. Our enemies are persistent, if nothing else. And there's no reason to believe that they'll take up scrapbooking instead of decapitation if we promise to do things like, reduce the emissions of Ford F-150s. Now, the odds of your home catching fire are pretty low, too. And yet, a prudent person keeps a fire extinguisher near the kitchen. The bottom line is there's nothing wrong with observing reality and taking rational and prudent measures to increase the odds of successfully protecting your family. And make no mistake about it, no matter what the noise you hear coming out of Washington, D.C. right now, I don't think that the gauge is going to move. I do not think the gauge is going to move. This is just like anything else. They're always waiting for that next finger hold to try gun control, none of which would have done anything about the incident that they're always using as their launching point. Now, there are plenty of arguments out there that say concealed carriers can't have any meaningful impact on a terrorist attack. The anti-self-defense media will say, come on, a concealed carrier citizen is going to be able to stop a terrorist attack. Interesting question to consider. I don't know anybody out there that carries a gun that I know personally that doesn't go out there and train with that gun. It's not like they just bought the gun and stuck it on and their holster's brand new and their gun's still got all the finish on it. It's never been fired. Listening to this type of argument sort of makes me crazy because the people making these statements generally know nothing about the topic of self-defense. There was a meme the other day illustrating a van full of SWAT team members armed to the teeth. The caption read something like, it took 23 men like this to stop the San Bernardino killers. What makes you think the average citizen with a CCW will be successful? That misses the point. Here's the thing about a CCW carrier. It happens right in front of them. They pull their weapon and deal with it. There's no negotiations. There's no Mirandizing. There's no gathering of forces. There's no triangulation and making sure that it is the right suspect. They see the bad guy and they neutralize him. Period. That's the way it unfolds. It happens 6,000 times a day. Now, all of these shootings have taken place in a gun-free zone. And we know about time. Time is the enemy in the gun-free zone. If every minute these guys have free and unopposed, that's a minimum of 3 people dying or being shot. They're shooting somebody every 20 seconds. So this guy we know was operating at least 37 minutes after he went in. Imagine how that went down. Picture a bunch of innocent people sitting or kneeling or cowering with their hands up, begging for their life, when all they're doing is waiting for their turn to be killed, completely at the discretion of this killer. That is a horrifying scenario. It should be horrifying for all of us. Those last moments of terror, we should want to do something about that. A concealed carrier drawing his or her gun and getting killed anyway is not worse than that. Even that's better as it slowed down the process of others being executed. The way to stop this methodical killing is to disrupt it. And these have been disrupted many times. The Nairobi, the Westgate Mall should have been a lot worse than it was. The Westgate Mall had 68 killed in an entire shopping mall, but there were concealed carriers there that disrupted those guys that had. They had plenty of weapons prepositioned. They were ready to go. That should have been a bunch of fish in a barrel. But they disrupted it. Nick Melly, he disrupted it at the Clackamas Mall. Letting a killer have complete ownership of a situation or of an area or of a building is, that means a lot of death. Disrupting the plan means everything. I contend that a carrier worth their salt that knew anything about how to shoot and move, knew how to use cover, knew how to take somebody's weapon from them, whether it's an H&K MP5 or an AK or a Galil or one of those, any of these weapons out there, the AR, any of these things. Anybody that can pop a couple of those guys in the melon and take their weapon from them and then turn that guy's weapon on his compatriots, I contend that is quite doable. I submit that to you. If you're going to use a gun for self-defense, the most important thing is training. If you can't do live training, study and practice, look at video, practice your dry firing, practicing your draw stroke. All of that helps. What would you rather be involved in? Would you rather be in a position to help a room full of cowering people? Or do you want to just be part of them as they all wait their turn to die? Which is worse? Which is worse? Would a concealed carrier be able to stop a terrorist attack? Who knows? Will they get killed in the process? Maybe. Maybe not. Will they disrupt the killer's plans? Certainly they will. When seconds mean the difference between life and death for innocent bystanders, a little bit of disruption can make all the difference. So what's the rational course of action? Read the owner's manual on that fire extinguisher so you know how to work it. You'll figure out the rest of it when it comes to a gun. You're going to be what drives it. You're successful, it'll be because of you, not because of the gun. If you're going to carry a gun for terrorism, carry something double stacked. Any SIGs, Glocks, Smiths, whatever you want, carry it. There's no wrong answer there, but definitely carry one with some capacity. We'll be right back. Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to ASDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. ICOM Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
All right. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
If you see me shooting it, it's because it came from Ammunition Depot. Go check them out. Another day, another massacre by jihadis, and of course, popping up, Hillary Pantsuit Clinton wants you disarmed and defenseless. Vote accordingly. The liberal establishment seems sadly resigned to the fact that this latest creepy radical Islamic freak decided to go on a kill spree for Allah means the death of their beloved gun narrative. At Pantsuit's headquarters, they were on their knees when this was coming out, praying to some earth goddess that for once it'd be a Christian Republican NRA member, and not a radical Muslim Democrat, not an NRA member. Except it's always at least two out of the three, a radical Muslim Democrat, not an NRA member. And there's an apparent bonus for him possibly being gay. This guy was the perfect storm of liberal diversity. The best they could do was their narrative was that walking back of feces, Dylann Roof. They tried super hard to wedge a round peg flag-burning atheist in the square hole of patriotic Christians. They managed to take out a symbol that a good chunk of conservatives' relatives fought for with guns. And that's the best they can do. And that bothers them. All they could do is take out the Confederate flag. So no one's fooled anymore by any of this. With libs, it's all lies. And, it's a ploy to score cheap points against domestic political. Everyone can recite the litany. 9/11, Boston, Tennessee, San Bernardino, others. Can't once the Earth Mother answer their prayers? Can't once it be one of the people the liberals are aching to blame? And here lies the great mass murder narrative, that it's liberals' political opponents who are butchering innocent people because of Jesus and that terrible Second Amendment. Shot multiple times by liberal designated good guys. Finally succumbing on June 12, 2016. Does anybody remember the UCLA thing? Wasn't it odd that it took forever for the name of the killer to come out, and odder still how the media went radio silent when his name turned out not to be Steve? The Hollywood crowd was out in force, of course, with, fart joke on entrepreneur Seth MacFarlane opining that we must ban automatic weapons. The only people who've been pushing automatic weapons quasi-legally since 1986 have been Obama administration officials selling them to Mexican drug cartels. That kind of dumb shows why he ought to confine his commentary to things he's an expert on, like body noises. Otherwise, you could almost feel the exhaustion on the left. Some editor on a dying Kansas City newspaper rag decided to tweet, "Dear God, today I am so sickened by the evilness of the NRA and the gun industry. May their leaders be plunged into everlasting hell. Amen." A little later, he conceded that bloodthirsty radical Islam was a slight problem, but insisted the main problem was Americans shamelessly organizing to defend their constitutional right to the means to protect themselves. His afterlife preferences regarding the guy who actually murdered over four dozen people was not stated. His views on the eternal fate of the souls of the courageous cops who entered the building and sent that jihadi scum sack to Hades were not recorded either. Now, doubtless, some of them are NRA members, and presumably, in Yale T. Abu Ghala's personal faith tradition condemns them to everlasting hellfire for having different political views than him. A few clowns tried to compare shooting bullets into LGBT people while swearing allegiance to a group that tosses gay men off of buildings to committed Christians who would prefer not to be the vendor called upon for same-sex wedding cake projects. To say this moral equivalency gambit failed to resonate is an understatement. And it might actually have opposite consequences. The LGBT community might be generally liberal, but there's also a powerful element of truth-telling in it, perhaps because so many of its members had to lie for such a long time. And the truth, which everyone now sees, is that the real threat is not the quiet Christian pastry chef or even the redneck bear with a pickup and a bunch of rifles. It's the radical Muslims, and Barack Obama won't even say those words. You can debate the substantial merits of the outcry because Ronald Reagan did not publicly say the word AIDS for years. But now no one can seriously argue that Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama and Pantsuit Clinton, until the polls came in, are doing what Reagan was accused of. They are lying by omission, and until they stop, they cannot protect anyone. No one should be surprised if a large group of LGBT Americans stands up and say so. And they have. This could not come at a worse time for any of the liberals politically, especially Pantsuit Clinton. It couldn't be worse. This is the worst thing ever. No one should indulge any fantasies that she is not solely looking at this as a political problem. The left is once again screaming about taking guns away from the normals. Now, you're not supposed to say it in public. Everyone else sees the truth. These jihadi freaks are going to keep killing us. And the left wants to keep flooding the country with them while simultaneously disarming us. Here's a hint for the unemployed. Gun stores are soon going to be hiring. And then there's the dark horse issue that Pantsuit Clinton is trying to ignore. In 1992, the Democrats under Bill Clinton came back in large part by taking the crime issue off the table, by turning decisively against criminals at the height of the crime wave instigated by the liberal thug-hugging in the 1960s and 70s. Pantsuit has repudiated that. She's full bore for criminal justice reform, and we are seeing what that means with the crime rates itching up. As they dump more and more criminals back into the streets, they simultaneously want to strip us of our means of self-defense. And believe it or not, The majority of the people, including the LGBT community, are not down with that program. In California, Jerry Brown's been releasing criminals left and right because justice is something. And to the surprise of no one, the crime rate is going up. So if you are LGBT or Jewish or live in New York or Boston or you're a country worker or a military recruiter, if you have a family or if you simply don't want to be at the mercy of radical Muslims and common criminal scum, then you, my friends, are going to have to vote accordingly. Look at what is happening. Take a look at the bowl that is America. In the bowl, they have gotten out there and they have introduced a 7th century doctrine that hasn't changed that much, except now they have iPhones. They have made it normal to have 31 different sexual genders. Now, the 7th century wants to throw them off buildings. Two protected classes coming at each other. Segmenting all of the United States, black, white, whatever it is, making us all part of a smaller subset. We have to vote accordingly, because they're going to get a lot of us killed while they enjoy their new job, while they enjoy their old job. I say to you, vote accordingly. Don't sit back. Don't say, well, he's not what I want. Tough. You know what's coming from Hillary. Don't worry about Trump. I'm waiting to see what happens when Trump goes to the NRA. We may have to worry about that later, but we don't have to yet. We will see. We'll be right back.
Is right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ammunition Depot.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Donald Trump got out there and made a pretty good speech this past Monday. And the liberal media lost their mind. Gosh, that was pretty funny. Now, their main point when they lost their mind was don't look at the speech. Don't read the speech. Don't verbatim put out the speech. It has words that wound. Much too dangerous even to read it. So instead of reporting what he said, they gave us the gist of it in the sense of an unrecognizable distortion. And it was awful, Hitlerian beneath our dignity as a nation. They lie about what he said and then attack their own lies as if they're attacking Trump. The Washington Post headline, which got their reporters banned from Trump's press briefings, was Donald Trump seems to connect President Obama to the Orlando shooting. I guess, okay, you're right, didn't sound professional, so the Post pretended not to understand Trump's speech at all. We can't make heads or tails of it, but he seems to be saying. One thing Trump is not, is he is never unclear. Now, contrary to the headline suggesting that Trump had posited some crazy theory about Obama secretly meeting with Omar Mateen to plot the attack, you know, like, no, this gun isn't good. Try this gun over here. Trump criticized the Obama administration policies that are not keeping us safe. It's completely unprecedented, of course, to respond to a mass murder by criticizing the policies that allowed it to happen. Nobody ever does that. After San Bernardino and Orlando and the Boston Marathon and Fort Hood and Little Rock and Chattanooga and Times Square, and quite obviously, Trump is right. From the Washington Post, we're confused. What do you mean? How about Washington Post seems to connect President Bush to Abu Ghraib? Washington Post, May 26, 2006. Bush has addressed Abu Ghraib the same way he did last night, expressing regret without responsibility. Our Democrats seem to connect President Bush to anti-Americanism in Muslim World, Washington Post, May 20, 2005. It is certainly true that the Bush administration at Guantanamo and at Abu Ghraib is responsible for a good deal of anti-Americanism in the Muslim world. Or, Washington Post seems to connect President Bush to missing WMDs and Katrina deaths. April 5th, 2006, how much was President Bush personally responsible for taking the country to war under false pretenses? Or for the botched response to Hurricane Katrina? To hear the White House tell it wasn't really his fault. In his speech, Trump said the killer was an Afghan of Afghan parents who immigrated to the United States. His father published support for the Afghan Taliban, a regime which murders those who don't share its radical views. Father even said he was running for president of that country. The bottom line is that the only reason the killer was in America in the first place was because we allowed his family to come here. This is a fact, and it is a fact we need to talk about. We have a dysfunctional immigration system which does not permit us to know who we let into our country and does not permit us to protect our citizens. Now, after Trump's speech, MSNBC's Katie Turr fact-checked Trump, announcing that he had incorrectly said Omar was born in Afghanistan. Or, excuse me, in Afghan. Afghan is in a country. Didn't she pause for a moment and realize what she thought she said makes no sense? See, journalists have a very outsized sense of importance. They'll get out there and you'll say, red. And they'll say, no, that's not what I heard. It says right in here, blue carrots for Eisenhower. I stand by my notes. Obviously, what Trump said was that Omar was born an Afghan, which he was. The media began indignantly informing us that Trump was wrong because, as the Washington Post put it, the shooter was born in Queens to parents who immigrated from Afghanistan. With the media, you're an American when you commit the worst mass shooting in U.S. history, an Afghan when you're applying to college. You're an American when you shoot up the San Bernardino Community Center, a Pakistani when you're offended by Trump's remarks. You're an American when you slaughter troops at Fort Hood, a Muslim when the Army realizes they can't fire you. This all leads to confusion, of course. After the Post snippily corrected Trump on Omar not being an Afghan on Monday, on Tuesday the Post admitted he was an Afghan. Headline, Orlando gunman said he carried out attack to get Americans to stop bombing his country, witness says. The Atlantic's Ron Fournier, he's a dispenser of conventional liberal opinion, wrote an article on Trump's speech titled, A Victory Lap in Blood. That would, it would have made any social justice warrior proud. Like the rest of the media reviews of a speech they apparently didn't read, there are no quotes from Trump's speech, which sort of, you sort of got to have that to attack it. You got to attack the speech. You can't get out there and attack the intangible possible subtext of the speech. You got to attack the speech. I know the talking heads, they'll sit there. You'll sit there and you'll see a politician go, little Jack Horner sat in the corner. Then they're going to have the talking heads come in and say, of course, when he was saying little Jack, is he saying he was a midget? Is he saying that he was young? Or is he saying that he is vertically challenged? What were they saying about Jack? And I mean, why were they saying that? That's what they do. It has nothing to do with what you just heard. So Fournier ran through a string of accusations. You didn't call it you're helping ISIS recruit terrorists, you're dividing Americans. He never claimed that he called it. Trump didn't. But if he ever does, Fournier has a fantastic takedown for it. He says, you didn't warn that an American man named Omar Mateen, a well-educated security guard investigated by the FBI for suspected ties to terrorism, would legally purchase a weapon made for warfare and use it to slaughter 49 people at a popular gay nightclub. Hillary Clinton, pantsuit, she's presidential because she wants to dramatically increase the number of unvetted Syrian refugees that we bring in here. Trump is an embarrassment because he doesn't have superhuman powers to know that a man named Omar Mateen would attack an Orlando nightclub. Fournier repeated the fake fact currently sweeping the nation about Trump thinking he deserves congratulations, writing, Donald Trump wants a pat on the back. But then he made a fatal mistake of quoting Trump's tweet allegedly saying this, appreciate the congrats for being right on radical Islamic terrorism. I don't want congrats. I want toughness and vigilance. We must be smart. Fournier's Trump wants a pat on the back was 12 words away from Trump saying, I don't want congrats. Even the most bored reader is going to look at that and say, what? And now you see why reporters don't quote Trump. And they have to hope that you won't read the speech for yourself. I'm telling you. And I you know, understand what I'm about to say. Is Trump, would Trump have been my epitome of the ideal Republican candidate for president? Absolutely not. But he has got a lot of people. A lot of people to vote. He's got a lot of people out. He's got more people than any of the ones that we have all backed in the hopes that they would win because it was their turn. Mitt Romney, McCain, Dole. All lifelong politicians are lifelong this or that. And, you know, the establishment, we've all wanted an outsider. We finally have one, and now everybody's like, but wait, Bill, wait. Not this one. Not, well, you know what? He won. He won it, and he won it because he got a plurality of votes. Now, having said all of that, we got to get behind him because we know what's on the other side. We know what's on the other side. We know what she'll push. We know what they're going to push. I mean, the Democrats right now didn't get the memo that they're not in charge of the damn Senate. They're out there filibustering, and they're filibustering to themselves. They're just sitting there talking to themselves. The Republicans go home. Thankfully, some of the Republicans are toughing it out with them, but I mean, we got to encourage them. We've got to congratulate them on this. We need to pick up the phone and call them right now and say, good deal, guys. Coming up next, Lee Queen, Head Down Products. This is Lock and Load.
Time is life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.